seeker, welcome to the Awakening Her podcast. I am so grateful that you've been led here, and I'm excited for you that you're answering the call to manifest more magic in your life by mastering the law of attraction. So cool. My name is Talia, and I'm committed to cutting the fluff and showing you exactly how to manifest more excitement, ease, success, abundance, confidence, love, and anything else you've been craving. So if you're ready to crack the code on manifestation, amplify your intuition, and play in the quantum, we are now besties. Let's do this. Oh, hello, hello, seeker. Welcome back to your favorite podcast, the Awakening Her podcast. I'm so glad you're here. Welcome, welcome. My name is Talia Joy. This is the space to be, the Awakening Her podcast, where we talk about all things manifestation. But if you're around this show, if you get to know me, you know I'm about so much more. Manifestation is the end result, being able to create the things that we want, the experiences that we want, the way we want to feel. That is the end result. But what it takes to get there, and my style, is a combination of mastering the law of attraction. Of course, it is the law that helps us to materialize things and attract in what we want, but we're also tuning into our intuition, our inner guide, our soul's callings, so that we're not just creating a bunch of stuff, but we're actually creating the life that we came here to live. And when we do that, we get to have those things that we desire, those goals that we have, the ways that we want to feel. We get to feel that and be that and manifest that. And it's also so much more. It's being in line with our purpose. It's feeling that deep sense of fulfillment and no longer feeling like there's got to be more. Where's my power, right? Like we're trying to find it like lost keys under the couch. Like, where's my power? Where's my purpose? This is what I'm all about. And when we do this and we tune in this way, we tune into our unlimited power, our unlimited ability to create what we want. And this is when manifestation becomes effortless. This is when we get to create the business, the thing, the partner, the state of being, the body that we are wanting, because we're in line with who we're meant to be. And that is divine power. That is in line with source consciousness. That is where it will show up in your experience because it's meant for you. So something that you'll hear me say on this show a lot is that what you seek is seeking you. What you desire is seeking you. What you desire desires you. That life that you say you want in your mind's eye, those things that you want, right? Like if a bunch of friends were sitting around talking about your ideal car or ideal home or ideal weekend or year or money goal or business or whatever, lazy day, lazy Sunday, your ideal version of these things is meant for you. That's why somebody else's ideal meal is different, or ideal partner, or ideal vacation. They're all different because you're allowed to dream what you dream. You're allowed to want what you want and desire what you want, because that is you fulfilling on your highest life, your soul's purpose. So if my ideal soul recalibration vacation is somewhere like Bali or Hawaii, somewhere sacred, somewhere warm and tropical where I connect to the earth, that is meant for me. And if somebody else's ideal vacation is a 5-star resort or is backpacking through some crazy mountains or a spiritual silent retreat or going to the heart of a city, that is meant for them. So I don't need to dream the same vacation as someone else dreams. I don't need to go on your ideal vacation. I need to be true to me and create my ideal vacation. So vacation here is just an example, but you are allowed to want what you want and step into what you desire in your mind's eye. So if you have these crazy goals of $1 million or building an Airbnb that you rent out or buying land for spiritual retreats or becoming a yoga teacher, or getting sober, or finding a partner, or never having a partner, and being really independent in this life, doing your own thing, being a free spirit, if you want 7 children or no children, that is meant for you. So first and foremost, permission to be who you are, to dream for what you dream for, and to really go after it. And that is a big part of what I talk about. And when I work with clients, when we're doing the 30-day mentorship or a new 60-day voice memo mentorship that I'm offering right now, or my one-on-one clients that have calls, whatever we're doing, I'm connecting you to your source, your power, your stream of consciousness so that you can create what is meant for you. Because what is meant for you is not the same as what is meant for me. We may overlap because I know that we're both going to spiritual retreats and I'll see you in a yoga class and we can have similar desires. But what's meant for Talia is not what's meant for you. Exactly, right? So permission to be who you are. Welcome to this show. I'm excited you're here. And really, when we step into that uniqueness, that who we actually fucking are and what we actually want for our lives, that's where things start to click really easily. And this thing we call manifestation starts to happen easily. It's when we reach for what we want, but we're not living in our truth, that's when manifestation is hard. So one more time, we yearn for things, we want things, we have goals, but we're not living in our truth. That is when manifestation is hard. When we know deep down we need to do something, whether it's leave a relationship, you know, we know deep down our job is sucking the life out of us, or we know deep down that we want mentorship or need support or need physical, you know, detox or cleansing. When we know deep down our body needs meditation or exercise. When we know deep down we need to be creating sacred self-care or hanging out less with certain people and more with other people, or we want a spiritual mentor to take us through life, or we know we need to just get off the grid for a bit and vacation and road trip alone or go for a walk in nature. When you know deep down of something, but you're not living it, that is when manifestation is hard. And that is why we keep coming back to your truth and what is right for you and authentic for you. So I want to share just a really quick example before we dive into today's episode, which is going to be so good. I recently have had a massive quantum leap. To any of you that have been around for a while, you know what I'm talking about. To anyone new, in the last year, I have, first of all, become and released, I think, 172 versions of myself. You know, as we heal, as we change, as we grow. I feel like sometimes I say to my clients, like, I feel like I've been 17 people this week already. I've gone through massive shedding and massive transformation and massive healing. My income has like more than quadrupled. I'm celebrating the fact, you know, last night me and my husband were kind of celebrating the fact that this year already, at the time of recording, it's May, I've already created more income in my life than all of last year. And that's just one indication. That's, again, that's the manifestation on the outside that is an indication of the inner shifts. Because I haven't done any special money manifestation meditations or any special journaling prompts that are for abundance and have the right stone in the right place and the right full moon. All of that stuff is important. And you know me, I'm out with my crystals in the full moon. But that wasn't what made the quantum leap in my income. Simultaneous to that, I'm miraculously healing my body, healing old traumas, going there to those places that I haven't yet been brave enough to go. I've been recalling new memories and healing new things. I've gone deep into myself. I've gone deep into choosing joy even when shit is crazy in my life, choosing pleasure even when I'm freaked out and unsure, when I'm stressed out, no longer trying to control it, but instead leaning into self-care, leaning into spirit, leaning into surrender and divine timing, as we're going to talk about today. Really letting the fuck go when things are getting crazy and I'm unsure, and leaning into faith, which is a huge part of what we're talking about today, and divine timing. That has been the shift for me. There hasn't been any special mentor that's given me any three-step secrets. There hasn't been any one thing that changed it all. It's been really leaning into love and joy and who I am here to be. So I don't remember why I even started sharing this, but I know that today's topic and what we're talking about and divine timing and surrendering and letting go and realizing that you are the portal. The one that's going to come along and save you is you. The shift that's going to come along and allow you to finally give yourself the self-care you need and the love and the compassion, that's going to be you. It's going to come from you. And my hope is to activate that in you. My intention is to inspire that in you. And then the manifestation, the money, the car, the partner, the way of being, the home, the whatever else, gets to flow in as a ripple effect to the inside shifts that you're making. So that's what we're going to do today. That's what we do on the show. If you are new here, again, welcome. My name is Talia Joy. I am a Canadian. I'm living on the west coast of Canada. I am a manifestation mentor. I'm an intuitive. I'm an open channel. I'm a spiritual teacher. I'm an author to be, a mom of three. Those totally rhymed. And I'm a seeker on the path, healing deep shit, healing deep disconnect with myself, healing trauma, healing bullying, healing addiction, healing parent wounds, healing physical pain, body ailments, healing mindset, healing my bank account, healing my relationships, healing. I'm healing. I am actively and ongoingly healing. But what makes me sort of here to speak to you and the teacher and all of that is the fact that I've been studying this since I was really young, even while I was suffering. I have a way of seeing the world that I feel like I'm here to, I know I am here to inspire others, to activate others, to show you the way that Source sees you, the way that Source sees this experience, so that you can truly tap into how magical this life is. And that's, I'm really sinking into lately the fact that my gifts belong in this present moment, is helping you to shift things one by one, shift ways of seeing things, activating new thought patterns and new neural pathways in you that you can't ever unsee them. You can no longer look at life like it's being done to you, and more that it's being done for you. You start to see through my teachings and my energy that Source thinks amazing things of you, and you are in the driver's seat, and you can overcome this. And you can grow through what you go through, and you can manifest beautiful things even when you're uncertain, even when you don't know your next step yet, or you don't totally know how it's all going to come together, or where the money's going to come from, or where the shifts are going to happen, how you're going to heal, how you're going to overcome. When you're feeling like you're stuck in self-sabotage, we can still be manifesting greatness, and you are. Because I bet you've got one of those issues at least going on in your life, like we all do. Plus, you're here listening. So life is a dichotomy. Life is a growth. It's a ground down to a rise up. It's a breakdown to a breakthrough. And those happen simultaneously. I am triggered as I'm making so much money. I am triggered as I'm healing my body. I am in pain as I'm healing my body. It's all part of it. And so any discomfort you're feeling, I invite you to breathe into it right now. Take some deep breaths and know you're fucking doing a great job. Even if you're unsure, even if you've just lost it on your partner or cried all your deepest tears, you're doing an amazing job. And I'm here to lift you up and support you and remind you of that. So I do more than all these things. I do more than teach manifestation. I transfer Source energy to you. And that's the gift of when I get to work one-on-one with clients, especially in this, man, this voice memo support. To any of you listening that haven't experienced it and been called to, it is next level. The more months that go on that I sink into how powerful and magical this is, it's not just voice memo support. It's every day being in your life. Telling my clients, I'm here to float around. I'm here to point things out. I'm here to elevate you. I'm here to give you tools when you're frustrated. I'm here to celebrate. I'm here to be in your motherfucking life day in and day out for 30 or 60 days and give you that boost and give you that elevation and have me there to bounce things off of, to have me there to guide you from your spirit team and help you find that connection to your own spirit team and to elevate you and then to leave you, you know, when we're done working together, in an elevated, more conscious, more awake, more powerful, more magnetic state so that you are manifesting yourself. And we can achieve this in these beautiful containers, which if you are interested in working one-on-one, I am very full. So get in now. I'm offering a 60-day mentorship right now that's going to be June 1 to August 1, but I only have two spots. It's going to be next level. It includes a sacred ceremony, which is something else I'm getting into and you'll hear more about in the future. I've added a sacred ceremony to the Empowered Empath program. Open card is still on for another week or so from when you hear this. Otherwise, maybe next round or see me in a sacred ceremony at some other time. but it is so powerful. It is so powerful to channel this source into you in a daily basis. And so we could work one-on-one together or just listening to this podcast. There is that going on as you listen. You are upgrading yourselves, which is why there's something different about this show, about my tone, about me, because I'm here to channel source. I'm not here to tell you what I know or be all Talia, right? Like, I'm not here to just be like, Talia says this. It's source coming through me for you so that we can have you understand these concepts and these ways of being so you can be an open channel and forever be different. Not that you need to change, but it's about releasing what you're not, releasing the bad ideas we've been fed by the world, by the limits of other humans, by the wounds of other humans, being taught wounded humans, teaching wounded humans. We become limited and we become not good enough and we feel unworthy for the life we want, and we're not aware of our natural magnetic power, which restores us back to health, back to well-being, back to joy, back to treating yourself with so much love because you love yourself. That's why you exercise and drink the water and become healthier and healthier, because you love yourself, not because you have to. And that's our natural state. And that state is magnetic. That state welcomes in miracles all the time. And as things come up that are uncomfortable or triggering, you're more able to handle it because you're sitting on a higher ledge. You're resting in a higher ledge. So you're not as triggered, and you can more clearly communicate and be like, I really hear that they're feeling this way. How can we talk about this? How can we clean this up? How can I be here in my highest self to deal with the hard shit that goes on? Because hard shit's going to go on. Relationships end, people pass away, uncertain times present themselves, things happen. But when you mold more closely with source and you co-create and understand the way the universe sees you, you have an untouchable power, because there's a place inside you that is source, that is untouchable by any of the bullshit that goes on in the world. And even when sadness happens and maybe you lose a parent or a friend, you still can move through your grief and feel your emotions and process and do your thing. Be you. Soak in the sadness. And then also simultaneously have that realization that life goes on. And now you can create a spiritual connection with them. And now you can have fun with signs. And you can feel your feelings as that grief hits you. And you can also take what they taught you and allow it to elevate you. That is growing through what you're going through. So it doesn't mean you'll get out of here unscathed, and it doesn't mean that everything will just happen effortlessly and magically and always in the good, but it actually does start to, because even the bad, in quotes, that happens teaches you something. There's valuable medicine in the things that happen, even when they're uncertain, because uncertain times is asking you to lean into faith. And times you fall off any kind of wagon reminds you and nudges you to stay true to yourself and to do what is right for you. Times of triggers shows you what's in there left to heal. So really, we can start to realize that no truly bad things happen when we start to elevate incrementally towards source consciousness, and that's what I am here to do. So I could keep going on about all the random things that hit me and why this container is so sacred and why I'm so honored to connect with you and work with you and be on this podcast transferring my energy to you. I could go on a million years about that, because it truly is my pleasure. It's literally what I'm obsessed with, is helping you. And it's so regenerating to me and fills me up. There's a time I never could have had 10, 15 clients going at one time because it would have drained me. Now it's exciting. You fill me up when you reach out and say you found the show, when you reach out and, you know, allow me to hear how this show has shifted you, or work with me, or be in a group container, or come to the monthly unblocked energy clearings. If that calls you, check the link in the show notes. I'm doing monthly unblocked chakra clearings and mini workshops. They're so powerful. Get in. There's one coming up very soon. So make sure to check the link in the show notes to join me in a one-time workshop. Any way we get to connect is a beautiful and perfect way. So I'm honored to do it. And let's dive into today's episode, because there's so many things I could talk about, but let's do this. So today we are talking about divine timing. And first and foremost, when people hear divine timing, I think it's a cop-out, first of all. Sometimes people go like, oh, divine timing, and they just sit back and don't do anything. But if you're in this life and you're doing your best and you're showing up in the best way you know how, and things aren't totally working yet, you're not healed yet, you haven't made the $1 million yet or built the business yet in the fullest expression, there's a time and a place to relax and to release into divine timing. And divine timing does not mean slow. So let's just allow that to leave right now. If that's something you've bought into and believed or really are realizing you thought, just take a deep breath in. Divine timing doesn't mean slow. And breathe it out. And maybe one more. Divine timing does not mean slow. It means allowing. Allowing nature, allowing life to go at its pace. So just play with me here for a minute. Picture, back up and picture your life timeline. And imagine it in an upward, forward trajectory where you're always growing. And you will, at the end of your life, or very, it'll be way before that, but just saying, you will manifest and create the life that you are dreaming of. Because I know you, you're a seeker and you want big things. People that other people would be like, what? Like, yeah, you better settle for what you can get. No, we're not settling around here. We are creating dream lives. So you will do that. You will have way more money than you can even imagine. Opportunity, all the cool houses or closets or jacuzzi tubs or acreage or whatever it is you want. You will have all that. So imagine your timeline and imagine you, and you'll have it before like you die. Like you're not going to be like, oh, 92. And now you get all this stuff while you're less able to enjoy it or whatever. Not even to paint that because we're all going to be super buff and healthy at 92, right? Am I right? but you don't have to wait that long. But just picturing in your life the fact that you will manifest all this stuff and you will create it. That is what you are here for. That is your purpose, actually. Your purpose, you listening, because the people who aren't in alignment with this message aren't listening. So you listening, you are meant to create this stuff and you are meant to become who you will become as you dissolve the barriers, heal the stuff, step into that fucking power. That is the journey for you. Who will I become as I become the person that is manifesting this dream life? That is your ultimate purpose, to keep going, to keep rising and healing and creating and manifesting because you're meant to. So if you just see that and try to really accept this and allow this into your cells and allow this into your mind, yes, you are meant to create these things and you will. So life has a trajectory, has a way of doing things that is in some ways effortless and in some ways the most powerful thing you can imagine. Picture nature. And the beautiful quote from Lao Tzu, with nature, nothing is rushed, yet all is accomplished. Nature never hustles, never worries, never rushes, yet everything and more becomes accomplished. Nature is opportunistic. It will flourish in certain seasons. It will create tornadoes and winds that take shit out and fire that burns shit up and waves that make a huge impact on the shoreline, can rip things down and create major reconstruction, major rearranging. Nature is powerful and it's not to be underestimated. So divine timing is nature's timing. And this is where there is a constant, slow and steady flow of growth. The grass, the vines, the trees, wherever you are, there's a constant, steady growth that's going on all the time that you couldn't stop if you tried, that is going on all the time. And then there's also times of giant rearrange, giant progress. There's times where things grow very, very slowly over time. And then there's things where bamboo shoots 5 feet in the course of a month. Or giant, you know, in the spring, depending on where you are. I'm in the Pacific Northwest. So it's very rainy and lush. And in the summer and in the spring, as things start to grow as they are right now, things are bolting. One day there was no carrots in my garden. The next day I saw all the tops of the carrots. That was in 24 hours. So divine timing isn't slow. Divine timing isn't like eye-scratching, slow, steady progress for the rest of your life, but it's allowing things to happen as they will. So divine timing is being okay with what is right now while trusting that this is part of the big evolution of me realizing and manifesting all of my dreams. And in fact, things are actually happening fairly quickly. If you look back to you 6 months ago, you a year ago, you go, whoa. If you were to look back, I challenge you, if you have journals or even photos, videos, go back to you a year ago. Go back to you 5 years ago and look at what a different person you were, right? So there's a saying that someone told me regarding parenting, and I can't even tell you how true it rings for me. The days are long, but the years are short. And someone told me that when, like, I think I just had the two at the time, but they were both young and I was just like so tired. I'm like, sometimes the days are so long, but the years are actually quite short, right? Things fly by. So whether you have kids or not, not even applying this to parenting, applying this to you. It feels like sometimes that the days are long, that the progress is taking a long time. Like you're still dealing with things you were dealing with 3 months ago, but you have overcome things that you were dealing with a year ago. You have overcome things that you were dealing with 5 years ago, 10 years ago. Oh my goodness. You've been 172 people in that time, if not more, right? So trusting in what is right now, instead of focusing on what is not or how slow it feels or the fact that you're not there yet, focusing and being okay with what is. And that's a tough one. Because people, humans have it, the way that we have it, that divine timing equals slow, we also have it that being okay with what is means it's going to stay this way. Well, if I'm just okay with what is, I'm settling. No. Do you think nature goes like judges the leaves falling in the fall, being like, oh my God, we're going to lose all our leaves. And like, what if they never come back? And like, I'm failing. That tree is keeping their leaves while I'm over here, a fucking mess, losing all my leaves. Everything's turned brown and crispy and it's falling. Meanwhile, that cedar tree or spruce tree, they are keeping their leaves all year round. They must be better than me, right? We have to trust in our seasons, in our unique way of managing and being and healing and moving through life. Divine timing is being okay with what is and knowing with trust and faith that you are in the middle of actual quantum leaps. But sometimes it's hard to see it. When kids are growing, if you have kids or nieces or nephews or you've observed children, they really do grow so fast. But sometimes it feels like they're never going to get out of this hitting stage or screaming back stage or picking their nose stage or diaper stage or whatever, right? It feels slow. Yet you look back at like a 0 to 5 year old and it's like, holy crap. Not only has every cell in their body transformed and changed and become replenished and rejuvenated hundreds of times, but they've also learned a hell of a lot. And that is you. Even though we're not children anymore, we are learning, you are absorbing, you are learning new concepts. You don't just learn about inner child healing and the next day be healed. You don't just learn about your divine power to create and manifest and the next day be a manifestation master. That is the journey. But be so blessed and grateful that that kind of thing is being introduced to you. You are moving through that. You are stepping into that power, and it first takes hearing about it and then learning a little bit more about it and then hearing people teach on it and being in that energy and then practicing and then trying it out and seeing what happens and then coming back and inching in. And pretty soon, over 2, 3, 6 months, a year, you are now knee deep in inner child healing or manifestation or being brave enough to leave your job. But it took a progress. It took a process. So trust in the process and the way, like you can learn so much, as I'm sure you already do, from nature, right? The way that the trees can be so brave is to just fucking drop it all in the fall. Just drop it all. And those leaves fall to the ground and it looks like death and decay, right? But right below, the ants and the bugs and the soil are gaining from that death and decay. The nutrients are being reabsorbed into something else. And then sure enough, after some stormy months and some freezing cold times where it feels like everything is frozen and still, pretty soon there's little green buds under there that come out of where? Out of nowhere. Out of source. Nowhere to now here. When you let go and surrender into divine timing, it feels like you're nowhere and all of a sudden you're now here. You stumble across something, you overhear something, you hear a podcast, you read one book, and it shifts, and it opens you up, and it leads you to something else. Whereas all you did on that day was listen to a podcast. That's all you did. Or all you did was pick up that book or order that book or reconnect with an old friend or maybe hire a coach. You just did one act that led to another thing, that led to another thing, and pretty soon your green buds are flourishing. And there's growth where there was no growth because you were brave enough to surrender to what is, surrender to nature. How does it ever pan out for people who fight nature? All those extremist survival shows, if they're not surrendering to nature and they're like, ah, we'll just go out with our Bermuda shorts. It's like, but Bob, it's winter. Ah, whatever. Like, no, no, no. We respect nature. You don't go out hiking in your Bermuda shorts, whatever Bermuda shorts are, in the winter and expect it to be fine. You bring gear, you bring this, you bring warmers, because you know you're not like talking the winter out of being so cold. You're not resisting it so much that it passes. We embrace it. And here on the west coast of Canada, when we get snow, which surprisingly isn't every year. I know you probably think Canada is covered in snow all year. Maybe not. When we do get snow or we get heavy rains, what's the point of resisting that? What's the point going, oh, it's raining again? Because then I turn around in the spring and go, I am so blessed to have all this greenery. It's because it was all part of a process, right? So sometimes you have to be releasing and letting go. And sometimes life does that for you. Life, nature will release what you are not brave enough to release. So when you get cut from a job, something doesn't work out the way you thought, something that you've built is starting to crumble, a relationship is no longer right. Instead of resisting it, we always, our first reaction as things start to get disheveled and things start to be released for us, or we make a decision, we panic, it's uncomfortable, and our first thing is to go back. And that's why sometimes it's relationships. You may know that they're not the one, but you question going back. Or a job, you try to quit, but you're like, ah, whatever, there's good benefits, I'll just stay for a bit. Ah, you know. But when you know deep down you need to release it, it's got to go because it's preventing the new buds from coming. When you know you got to go through half your closet and get rid of that shit and not hold on to your fat jeans in case you gain weight or not hold on to that one shirt in case you do XYZ again. But when you realize you haven't worn it in 5 years, it's safe to release. When you realize that this style of clothing no longer resonates, it's safe to release. When I quit my 9-to-5, I got rid of so many like work shirts that like weren't me. They just weren't me. And I held on to them for a while in case I ever had to have a job again. And one day I was like, I don't want this because these aren't even like my nice going out shirts. Like it's, they're literally work shirts and I don't have to work anymore like that. I can show up like right now in my yoga pants and my tank top. I was just outside. And so I was just sitting in the sun and drinking coffee and throwing the ball for my dog. And I come in here and record a beautiful podcast. Or if I'm on a call with a client or I'm hosting a ceremony, I don't need those old polyester work shirts anymore. So what in your life do you not need anymore? What is calling you and begging you to release? Start with stuff and then move on to situations and people. Not to cut out people. I'm not saying go get rid of a bunch of people, but things that are draining, things that are old, things that are no longer needed can go. Detox your social media, the apps on your phone, your clothes, your stuff, your books, your whatever. Sorry about books. I know there's so many people who are like, I will never get rid of a book. And I get it. I have so many books. But there are some books that I have gotten rid of. I used to have a lot of diet books and a lot of stuff, you know, 15 years ago. And then they were in the garage in some tote. And in one of our last moves, I went through all of this old stuff. And I was like, I never need like this diet book again. Like I'm never, it's been sitting in the garage for 10 years. Plus I will never need a diet book again. I trust myself. I trust in my relationship with my body and food. And if I want to learn about the gut, I'll buy a gut book, not a how to cut your calories and slim by 30 type of book or whatever, right? So for you, what is begging to be let go of? This is part of divine timing, allowing life to carry you on this trajectory because it's actually moving you forward faster than you can control. And when you worry and when you stress and when you resist life, you're actually slowing down your own progress. universe works fast and it's efficient. Divine timing is actually quite fast. I want you to think about if, say, there was a city or something that, all of a sudden was dormant and abandoned. Think of how fast nature would start to take over. The weeds would go through the pavement. You know, if you were where I am, there's, you know, on the edge of the city is forest, is trees, is like endless miles of forest. The forest would start to creep in. I think of sometimes like all the palm oil fields and all that shit that they've taken down rainforests for. If it just was abandoned tomorrow and there was no more spray and no more tractors and no more demolishing, the rainforest would creep back in, and actually quite quickly. When we allow life, it moves fast, way faster than when we're resisting and controlling and worrying and stopping our own growth. So part of divine timing is trusting. Why is life presenting this to me? I had a quote that I said one day, and it's stuck with me. It's funny because I inspire myself sometimes, that's for sure. I think we're all here to give medicine to ourselves, and sometimes you give the best advice that you need for you. So I said this thing that was about stop resisting life and allow life to show you why it's there. And this is part of divine timing. So in nature, nothing is rushed, yet everything is accomplished. When we trust in this, when we let go. And also the other thing, for those of you with big goals and big tangible things you want to see, maybe it's making more income, building a business, you know, finding your what's next or something. When we are uncertain and unsure and we just let go, that is when the next step comes. But when we're uncertain and unsure and we're lost in the energy of like Googling this and panic buying that and wondering if this is going to save us and what do I do? And okay, universe, tell me what's next. Tell me what's next. Come on, guide, show me what's next. That is graspy, controlly energy that does not show faith and trust. So you can give a beautiful prayer to your guides. I am ready for my next chapter. Help me to see, universe, guides, angels, God, whatever, source. Let me see what is next for me. I am open and available. That is a beautiful prayer. But when each and every day you're going, come on, what's next? Show me. Like, come on. That is coming from, I'm not there yet. Right? I'm trying to see my next step comes from, I don't trust that my next step is here. I'm trying equals I'm not trusting. I hope equals I'm not trusting. So where can you shift? That's why I talk so much about choosing joy even when you're panicky. When I stopped obsessively trying to generate money and instead dug my toes into the sand and watered my garden and went to the beach and took a breath and meditated and leaned into self-care when I didn't know what to do, that is when someone would hire me while I was in the garden. Or the other day, I made $1,500 on my day off planting plants and pulling weeds. That to me is like, yes. And I know that when you're in it, it feels so hard. It feels so counterintuitive to let the fuck go when you feel like you're flailing and like you don't know and you've got to grasp onto something and you can't just keep flailing. I get it. But flailing is different than grounding down into the present moment, into divine trust, into the fact that you are already growing and changing and leaping. Into the trust and faith of, I don't know why I feel lost right now, and I don't know why I can't see my next step, but that must be on purpose, because this is the thing. In your moving through life, you are absorbing and moving through the assignments you need to get you there. So the way the universe works is it's not that we ask and it's given and all of that is seamless and effortless. If I'm asking for more abundance, I'm going to be continuously presented with my own lack mentality, with my own non-abundance, to relax into faith and trust and show the universe that I know in front of me I might have 26 cents in my bank account, but I'm going to still give myself a bath, pull some weeds and relax and know I don't have to scrambly act. My next idea is coming, my next epiphany. The magnetic action and magnetic energy that I need to call people to me, whether it's opportunities for collaborations or clients, people wanting to pay me or things that will lead to things, that will come to me when I'm in a magnetic place, when I'm trusting in life. Trusting in life. And that's exactly what I did. I had very, very little money in my account, and I kept thinking, I have to hire someone, I have to do this, I have to do that. And actually, I was the one I was waiting for. And I always have a mentor, and I always think that, you know, we quantum leap when we're supported and we have other people giving their beautiful input and success into our life. Yes. But I couldn't physically do anything. I couldn't pay for anything. I could barely pay for my rent and mortgage and whatever it was at the time, rent, barely. But I chose to relax into divine timing. And although that felt passive, that was the next step that I needed. That was my next step. So if you just felt that and you got goosebumps, maybe your next step is surrender. Maybe that's why you were led to this podcast on this exact day, this episode, was to hear this message. Maybe your next step is surrender, is trust, is more faith. Knowing that when you meditate, you're magnetically attracting abundance and opportunity and the changes you want. Knowing that when you surrender and don't worry and just drop your shoulders and allow yourself to enjoy the present moment instead of always worrying about what's next and trying to plan and, you know, receive this next step and receive this next chunk and this next block, maybe your biggest progress is going to be in the grounding down. In the releasing expectation on what should have happened by now, releasing expectation on where you should be by now, where you should be in a month, maybe releasing the rigid goals and dreams that you have, not because they're not going to come, but because you're strangling them a little bit by worrying and controlling and thinking you should be there by now. So I've shared this example before, and it feels very relevant to share. I am writing a book right now. It's going to be fucking epic. And I've known for a long time. I had a vision about maybe close to 10 years ago now, where I saw myself signing books and I saw the cover and it was like, oh my God, I got to write a book. And for almost 10 years, I've been like, why am I not writing the book? And I've started and I did a book that was, and it wasn't a book yet, but it was like 20,000 words. I'm like, okay, the book's coming to me. Here it is. And then it just halted and it just wasn't there. And I wasn't motivated and inspired to do it. And it was like this should. I should have. I know I'm supposed to write books. I know I'm supposed to write books. And you know what? I am supposed to write books. But now who I am in this skin, in this energy right now, is now the person that can write the book. The book that's going to go the distance. The book that's going to help so many people and maybe lead to the next book or lead to whatever else. A tour, workshops, in-person retreats and events surrounded by the book. Whatever it is that's coming, I am now the person that can actually step into that. So I shouldn't have written the book, especially 10 years ago. I shouldn't have written the book 5 years ago. I shouldn't have written the book 2 years ago. I needed to become this person. So that success that you want, those goals that you have been on a journey of becoming that person. So trust in that. You can't go from zero to millionaire overnight. You can make $1 million overnight with a good stock or the right this or the right that, but the person that can welcome that type of transformation in is the person you're becoming. And the more you trust in that and you accept, okay, fine, yeah, maybe there's a little bit more to go and I am taken care of in the process. I don't have to be broke until I figure it out. I trust and have faith that I can continue growing and I can surrender deep down into what is, and I can realize I do have enough. I am taken care of. I look forward to all that more, all the abundance and opportunity and success and healing and beautiful body transformations and everything that's coming for me. And I know it's coming for me really soon. And I'm also willing to surrender into this moment. And thank you, thank you, thank you, Source, for how far you've taken me already, that I'm attracting this type of information, that right now in this moment of goosebumps and open-heartedness, I am actually attracting everything that's meant to come to me with quantum speed. Do you feel that balance of energy? It's the thank you for everything that is. Thank you for how far I've come. Holy shit. I look forward to sinking into the magic that's to come. And I'm also hella grateful right now, right? So that is the energy of trust and surrender and divine timing. So the last thing that I want to say is energy of relaxation shows trust and faith. That's when things come to you quickly. That's when I make $1,500 literally relaxing and doing soul nourishing things. And in your life, that's when your idea will come. That's when unexpected income comes. That's when the right coach or program or book is making its way to you and the right person recommends something and it leads you here and it leads you to that place where you're like, holy shit, this feels like my next step. I'm going to hire this person or I'm going to start writing the book or I'm going to launch the business because it feels grounded. It feels real. It feels I'm ready. And that's when the next physical step can take place. But you have to trust in all of it first. And I also want to say that with this quote, nothing is rushed, yet everything gets accomplished. It's also referring to not only the fact that nature doesn't rush, yet everything gets accomplished, but it also points to the fact that when you have rushy energy, you're not surrendering to everything becoming accomplished. Like, you don't have to rush. Things are coming to you. You just need to meet it with the open heart and with the good energy so that you can receive it and fully step into it. You don't have to go out and find your change. You don't have to go out and aggressively create the business or create the opportunities. You have to work on you. You have to be available to you. The work is within you. And when you're magnetic and when you're enjoying a beautiful meal or a sunset or a glass of wine or tea or a good laugh or lovemaking or this present moment, and you're just grateful for just being, you are all of a sudden available to receive miracles. And that's when the big things will present themselves. And you're like, wow, I actually changed over a very short amount of time because I finally got it. That all of that change doesn't happen outside when I hustle. All of that change doesn't happen when I action so hard. It happens when I learn how to be grateful for what is. When I sink into what is, that is actually the energy that opens the gates of miracles, opens the unseen doors. I actually believe that hustle and a lot of effort is supposed to only come in when we're so inspired we can't not. When my husband records, because he's a musician, when he records a whole album in a week and they're doing like long days and nights and they're in the studio hour after hour, so much work, in quotes, effort, it's because they can't not, because they're fueled by soul and source and music creation and creativity. When you stay up all night painting or reorganizing or writing your book, when you're stoked to do it, then you put out a lot of effort because you're excited. When I climb a mountain, that's a lot of effort, but I'm so lit up the whole time. So effort and hustle is an element of when you're so inspired, you can't not. And that's when that comes in. And in between that, it's about relaxation and about surrender and about trusting in what is. That action comes, but in between, we fill the gaps with trust and allowing yourself to enjoy. Allowing yourself, I will tell my clients, increase your pleasure this week. They're like, what? I'm like, anything that brings you pleasure. Beautiful food, being out in the sunlight, digging your toes into the garden or into the sand, going and jumping in a lake or river, love making, having a long shower, bringing in scents and smells, anything that creates pleasure. Do more of that and know that pleasure is your portal. So I hope that this helped you today in regards to divine timing. Trust that nature is actually moving you along faster than you can control. And when you can surrender into divine timing and picture divine timing as less of a slow and arduous hair pulling out path and more of like a water slide, express growthing you and bringing you forward with quantum speeds, nature does a lot with seemingly little effort, right? And trust that when you surrender, it actually is your fast track. For those of you high achievers, those of you that the ego is like, we can't surrender, we have to move fast. Surrendering does move you forward fast. And for any of you that are really interested more in surrender, a book I've recommended before called The Surrender Experiment by Michael Singer changed my life. My husband and I actually both read it at the same time. And then went on a trip, and we went on a trip to Maui, and we applied completely surrendering the plans, the trip, watching what life brought us and saying yes, even we didn't want to. I should create an episode about that trip because the stories are wild. The deals, the opportunities, the experiences we had were wild through surrendering. So if you want to read an epic book about this to show you how miraculous life is when you let go into the flow, the surrender experiment is something Michael Singer did over, I think it was like 30 to 40 years. So it's really, really epic to show how life has so many magical twists and turns waiting for you that you will accomplish this and more, this and something better than what you've ever been able to imagine. So sending you so much love. If you do feel the call to work together, get in on it. Rates are rising. Spaces are filling up quickly, more quickly than I can release them. So get in. It's your time. It's our time to work together for you to surrender into flow, to be learning daily from life, because that's something I'm really good at. Grow through what you go through. When we do something like the 30-day voice memo, I'm constantly reflecting back to you. I'm also a human design reflector, so it's just totally me in my element, reflecting back to you spiritual teachings, reflecting back to you your success, reflecting back to you how life is actually working for you to help you reframe and elevate so that you will forever have that looking at life through the eyes of source. It will activate that in you in deeper levels. So check the links in the show notes for all of the ways that we can work together, upcoming workshops, and all those beautiful things. Sending you so much love and light today. I hope you have a gorgeous day. And as always, I love to hear on Instagram how these episodes served you. Send me a DM, or if you take a screenshot and share it and tag me, we will send you a free gift. So I'm really excited about that too. Thank you so much for being the type of person creating the life of your dreams. Thank you for listening to the show, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I want you to take a second to put your hand on your heart and maybe even take a deep breath and take in everything that was talked about today that resonated with you. Invite it into your cells, invite it into your mind and into your energy as you upgrade your life. It was a pleasure connecting with you in this episode. If you want more, come find me on Instagram at Talia Joy Manifestation, and I'll see you in the next episode. Sending you so much love.